the panel will take your questions if you care.
Which mic are we going to use?
Okay. So if any of you got any questions for 5 minutes, only 5 minutes.
Look how he changes. Look at him.
Jamal's hosting too. Yeah. Who's got a question for any of the panel? You, sir, please.
Justin, would you give Van Gaal a 6-year contract after last night?
I'd give him anything. I'd give him my mother's bed.
And she's dead.
Is she? And this is how I found out.
Sorry, I went to the end of the show. Any more questions?
Justin, is it Emmerdale?
It's Coronation Street. I'm the new landlord of the Flying Horse on Rosamund Street for 3 episodes. Spoiler alert. And then I'd like to do it. Do you watch Coronation Street down here? It's like a documentary for you, isn't it? I watch EastEnders. You know what I've learned from EastEnders about London? None of you've got a washing machine.
There's someone at the back with their hand up. Yep.
Yeah, Henning. Best German player ever? Who do you think?
Oh, there is so many to choose from. I mean, you won't usually say the captain of the World Cup winning squad, but even there, I mean, it's a long list, isn't it?
You're not allowed to mention Franz Beckenbauer, though, because he's banned from all football.
Yeah, he's banned. Yeah, I would say Beckenbauer, but he's now banned for 3 months from all footballing activities. But it's funny because he already admitted, when was the World Cup in Germany? In 06. He was essentially already in 06. He said, well, you're not going to get the right to host the World Cup if you're just nice and give them a bottle of wine. That comes as such a big surprise, strangely. To answer your question, Fritz Walter, the captain from 54.
Mm. Yep, you and the England top.
Okay, really or superstition? Me, really. I don't know what to tell you.
Tell the truth.
Look, I really like the side, and I think we have the best coach in the World Cup. I genuinely do, and I think that we have special players. It's a young team. It's not old like Colombia's defense or anything like that. So lots of fake stories about that, but. And also, they've had their heat training, but you know what their Italians are like. You never know what to expect from them. But I do believe that they will reach the semi-final.
They're technically slow starters, aren't they?
They are technically slow starters, but this is the first time...
But I like mozzarella.
They actually... But this is the first time they've ever qualified for a World Cup with games in hand. So maybe this is going to change a little bit and they're actually going to start off quickly by demolishing you guys
today. The Azzurri.
The Azzurri.
Azzurri. Very nice. Very nice. Did you see the pictures of the Italian team arriving and the English team arriving? The English team arriving, all in their Burton suits, aren't they? Very straight and everything. The Italians just turn up and just go, yeah, come on. You know, beards and it's just all like got like long hair.
Dolce & Gabbana.
Dolce & Gabbana and everything. I think that could be bad. That could be like when the Spice Boys turned up for Liverpool in the cup final. I think that's what it could be. I like the fact that Roy's got our boys organised and... German mentality, I think that's what we need.
Yeah, in all walks of life.
I didn't believe until 9 o'clock, and now I really believe we're going to win the World Cup. I've turned into the sun.
And tell you what the thing is about England winning the World Cup, the current crop of players, particularly the manager is such a likeable character, you almost want England to do well, even as a foreigner. And under all them previous numpties, they... it was just the most despicable array of human beings in England. But now, under Hodgson, you really look at them and say, yeah, they seem perfectly agreeable human beings. So, I hope, actually, you play more than 3 games. I actually do.
Can I just say something? In 1966, Real Madrid won the European Championship. Real Betis got relegated. Liverpool won, but we'll just miss that because Gerrard slipped a little. And Austria won the Eurovision Song Contest. And Atletico Madrid won the league. And that's practically all happened. So.
Oh, so that means...
Yes.
Another coincidence could happen.